This week's parsha, we learn about the Para Aduma. The Torah says Zos Chukas HaTorah. Why doesn't it say Zos Chukas HaPara? It says Zos Chukas HaTorah. This is the Chok of the Torah. That's because the Para Aduma is the quintessential Chok of the Torah. What does it mean, a Chok? So we generally associate three categories with mitzvos. There are mitzvos that are designated as being an Edus, which means it's something that is symbolic of an event that occurred, or it's there to remind us of something. There are things that might be logical, but we never would have come to them on our own. So, for instance, something like the different moadim, or tefillin, or tzitzis. It makes sense to put something on to symbolize binding yourself to Hashem's mitzvos, and to be ever aware of Hashem's presence. But we never would have thought of tefillin specifically on our own. But once we have it, so it makes sense, and it's there to either remind us of something or to be symbolic of something. That's the category that we refer to as edus. Then the two other categories that we're more probably familiar with are mishpatim and chukim. Mishpatim are mitzvos that are sichli, things that we would have probably come to on our own without the Torah commanding them, like not to kill, not to steal, to honor our parents. And then there are mitzvos that are designated as chukim. Those are mitzvos that don't have a specific reason or aren't necessarily logical to man. So like the Parah Aduma, or not to wear shatnez. No, not to wear shatnez. It doesn't really make so much sense to us, even after we have the mitzvah of why we can't wear wool and linen together. So that's this third category called chukim. And that's what the Torah designates, the Parah Aduma, as the classic chok. The first question, though, I think that we need to address is this true that chukim don't have a logical explanation? The simple explanation, as we said, is that that's true. And that's what Rashi quotes in the very beginning of our parsha, that these are things that the umos olam, that the nations of the world, that they mock us about. And they say, oh, what is this? You have no reason for it. Why are you doing this? The Medrash Rabbah also quotes that Shlomo HaMelech said that I was able to figure out all of the mitzvos of the Torah, but when I got to Parsha Aduma, I was not able to understand it. And the Medrash says this is what lies behind the pasuk in the seventh parak of Koheles. Amarti achakma v'hi rechoka mimenu. I said that I will become smart, but yet I realize that the intelligence is distant from me. Why is it distant from me? Because I don't understand the Para Aduma. The Sefer HaChinuch also, which famous, the Sefer HaChinuch written by probably a Talmud of the Ramban, maybe the brother of the Ra'ah. So the Sefer HaChinuch, where he takes every mitzvah in the Torah, practically, and gives an explanation for it. It's one of the reasons why the Sefer HaChinuch is such a popular Sefer, because he brings the mitzvahs down to a level that we can relate to them. He gives a reason, an explanation for all of the mitzvahs. But there's one mitzvah Shin Sadi Zayin, the mitzvah Parah Aduma, where the Sefer HaChinuch says, even though up until now I have always given a pshat, and I've justified it because I'm writing the Sefer for my son and for his friends, that they should understand the Torah, when it comes to this mitzvah of Parah Aduma, I can't even suggest an explanation, and I'm scared to suggest it, because even Shlomo HaMelech wouldn't suggest an explanation. So from the Medrash and from the Chinuch, there's an implication that the mitzvah of Parah Aduma does not have a reason, and it is the quintessential chok. However, the Gemara doesn't exactly say this when it's describing a chok. The Gemara tells us in Yuma, when it's telling us the difference between the different types of mitzvos, so the Gemara in Yuma says, this is the Gemara in Samach Zayim Abayz, Tana Rabbanan is mishpatai ta'asu, mishpatim, dvarim she'ol mali nichtavu din, hu shiichtavu. Things that even if they weren't written, still din hu shiichtavu, it would have made sense for them to be written. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim, idol worship, illicit relationships, murder, stealing, cursing God. V'yas chukosai tishmorim. What does the pasuk mean then when it says v'chukosai? These are dvarim that the umos olam and the satan make fun of us about, like eating pig, or wearing shatnez, or chalitza and yibum, or the mitzorah process, the tara of the mitzorah, sira mishnaleach. These are things that don't seem to make so much sense. And yet you might say that there's nothing behind them. No, the pasuk ends, Ani Hashem. I created them, so don't ask questions about them. So if you read the Gemara carefully, the Gemara never says that they don't have a time, a tam. It doesn't say they don't have a reason. It says that these are things that the Umos Olam catch us on, that they question us about, and seemingly we don't have a good explanation for them. That doesn't mean that they don't have a reason, but it means that we don't immediately have a good explanation. So too the Medrash tells us that, this is the Medrash Rabbah, so the Medrash Rabbah tells us on, also in this week's parsha, "Yikhu alacha para aduma, am Rav Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll tell you the time of para aduma. Yikhu elacha, for you, I'm going to explain it to you. I'm not going to explain it to anyone else. For everyone else, it's going to be a chok. But for you, I'll explain the reason." So what does that mean for everyone else that's going to be a chok? So what you see is that a chok doesn't necessarily mean something that doesn't have an explanation. But it means something that's explanation is very hard, very complex, very deep. Something that's not immediately obvious to us. Something that we wouldn't have thought of on our own. But it doesn't mean something that doesn't have a reason. But it's certainly something that the general public doesn't have a reason and doesn't have an explanation for. And that's the reason why the Umos HaOlam, why the nations of the world are able to mock us about these things, because there isn't an immediate explanation. There maybe isn't even an explanation that would make sense to a Gentile if we tried to explain it to him. In fact, the Medrash, and it's quoted by Rashi here in the name of Moshe Hadarshan, the Medrash even gives an explanation for the mitzvah paraduma. It says that it's a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. It's quoted by Rashi, that the paraduma, right, most karbanos are male animals. Here it's a female animal, and the Medrash says, because it's, we look at it as the mother of the golden calf. And just like when a baby makes a mess, so the mother's called in to clean up the mess, so too the golden calf, the Egel Azov, made such a problem for Klal Yisrael, and therefore the Paraduma is like the mother, she's called in order to fix the problem. So again, it seems like the pshat is that it's not that chukim don't have a tam, but they're hard to explain, understand. And in fact, if you look at the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Me'ilah, so the Rambam seems to imply this, because the Rambam says that a person should try as hard as he can to understand the different mitzvos. And if a person, and it's praiseworthy for a person to try to figure out the explanation behind mitzvos. And the Rambam says there that if you're not able to understand one, you shouldn't give up hope that there's an explanation. He says, the mishpatim are things sheta'am on gali. We're in Perek Ches Alecha Ches of Hilchos Me'ilah. That the mishpatim are things that are obvious. It's very clear. They're galui. They're revealed. But the chukim are mitzvah she'ein ta'am on yadua. They have an explanation, but they're not known. And they're things that people, sometimes even amongst themselves, they might start asking, they might ask themselves questions. They might say, why are we doing this? And the Rambam there writes, he concludes there, because he's discussing karbanos, and the karbanos, they're all chukim. And therefore, even if you don't understand the reasons behind the karbanos, you should realize that's just because they're chukim, and their reasons are not immediately known. That's what the Rambam writes here. Now, the problem is that the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim gives an explanation for the karbanos. He writes there that the karbanos were instituted in order to help wean Bnei Israel off of idolatrous practices, and therefore gave them a way to channel that human need, to channel it in a positive way by bringing karbanos. And there's a lot to discuss about the shita of the Rambam there in Mor Nevuchim. There seemed to have been karbanos in the world before there was Avodah Zarah. So how could karbanos be there in order to wean Klal Yisrael off of Avodah Zarah? And there are other issues with the shita of the Rambam. We're not discussing that today. But what we're pointing out is that the Rambam here in Mishnah Torah writes that it's a chok. And in the Mor Nevuchim, he writes a tam. So if a chok means something without an explanation, how can the Rambam give an explanation in the Mor Nevuchim? And in fact, the Rambam here has a whole list of chukim here in Hilchos Me'ilah. The Rambam writes Egla Rufa, and yet in the Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam writes the whole reason for the Egla Rufa process. He has a very interesting suggestion, which I think is also suggested by the Bechor Shur, one of the Bali Tosos, in his parish on Chumash. He writes there, whole reason for Egla Rufa, that by creating a whole event, so then the perpetrator, the murderer, often comes back to the scene and you might be able to catch him, or people talk about him, it publicizes the event, they'll be able to, maybe someone saw something and once it's publicized, someone will step forward. Whatever the reason is, the Rambam there gives an explanation. So how can the Rambam call Egla Rufa a chok in Hilchos Me'ilah and then give an explanation in Mor Nevuchim? And the chora, the answer is it's not that there isn't an explanation. It's just the explanation is challenging. And therefore, if you can't find an explanation, you shouldn't be down about it. You should be fully dedicated to the mitzvah, whether you understand it or not. And in fact, if you look at the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Tumura, Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Gimel, so the Rambam there says that all the chukei HaTorah are gezeros, and yet it's royal is born in Bohem, and if you can give a tam, give a tam. Oh, you might not get the full time, you might not get the full explanation. That's fine. We don't do the mitzvahs just based on the reasons. But it's appropriate to try to figure out a time. And therefore, the yesod that we see here is that there is an explanation for the chukim, but they might be very deep. And therefore, you could try to understand them, but realize that you won't be able to be yorid the sof daito, obviously, shalakadosh baruch hu, that's obvious. You're not going to necessarily be able to understand the mitzvah completely. And therefore, this raises a question. And the question is, if there is a time, why was the chinuch so set on not suggesting an explanation? I mean, he did it for all the other mitzvos. He even explained it for some of the other chukim. Why some of the other chukim that the Rambam delineates as chukim, such as Egel Arufa, or Sira Mishaleach, or Basar B'chalav, or Basar Chazir, there the Sefer HaChinuch gave explanations. So how come when it comes to this one, Parah Aduma, the Sefer HaChinuch does not give an explanation? So before we can answer that question, I'd like to address another issue. And that's another mystery that surrounds the mitzvah of Parah Aduma. It's not exactly clear when Klal Yisrael got the mitzvah of Parah Aduma. What is clear is that they didn't get it here, in this stage of the Torah, after Parshas Korach. No. They got it way before the whole story of Korach happened. The question is when. Rashi on the Chumash, on the Pasuk, Vayitzak al Hashem, Vyoreu Hashem Eitz, Vayishlach al Amayim, Vyimtiku Amayim, Shom Sam Lochok Mishpat, Vesham Niso. This is the Pasuk regarding Mara, where Klal Yisrael traveled before Kabbalah Satorah. And it says there in the Pasuk that there Hashem gave them Choku Mishpat. So Rashi comments, what does this mean, Choku Mishpat? Bimara Nasun Lam Mitzvos Parshio Shel Torah. For instance, says Rashi, they got a few mitzvos. What are they? Shabbos, Parah Aduma, and Dinim. They got Shabbos, they got Parah Aduma, and they got the legal system. Now, this is what Rashi says. And the question is, where does Rashi know this idea that Klal Yisrael got Parah Aduma at Mara before Matan Torah? There are a few questions on this. The first is that Rashi's seeming source for this is the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. And there it says, Tanya Eser Mitzvos Nistavu Yisrael B'Mara. Sheva Shekiblu Olayim B'nei Noach. So they got 10 mitzvos at Noach. At Mara. 7 were the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach that they already had. And then add on to these, Dinim, Shabbos, and Kibbut Avaim. That's what it says in the Gemara. Dinim, because it says Shom Shom Lochok Mishpat, and the assumption is that's a reference to Dinim. And by Shabbos and Kibbut Avaim, it's because in the Saras HaDibros, when it makes reference to Shabbos and Kibbut Avaim, it says, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, like Hashem commanded you. Implication being that there was some earlier commandment by Shabbos and Kibbut Avaim, because it says by both of those, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. And from there, Chazal learn where was this that they were already taught it? They were taught it before Matan Torah at Mara. So this is the mocker for Rashi. So again, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it says Dinin Shabbos and Kibbut Avaim. And yet Rashi says Dinin Shabbos and Parah Aduma. So how did Kibbut Avaim get dropped and Parah Aduma got replaced? So that's question number one. Question number two is that the Gemara in Gittin on Samach Amud Beis, Amud Aleph, going on to Amud Beis, tells us exactly when they got Parah Aduma. I'm Rabbi Levi. Shmona Parshios Nemru B'Yom Shukam Bo Mishkan. There were 7 Parshios that were given on Aleph Nisan when the Mishkan was set up. Ve'ilu Hein. And one of them is Parshas Parah Aduma. Why did they need Parah Aduma then? Rashi says because they needed to purify themselves because they were going to be bringing the Korban Pesach. This is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. In 14, 15 days, they're going to be having the Korban Pesach. So they need to be Taurus. They need the Parah Aduma in order to purify themselves from Tumas Meis. So that's why they got it then. So this is our second question. How could Rashi say they got it at Mara before Kabbalah Satorah? Hare the Gemara in Gittin is explicit. They got it afterwards at Aleph Nisan in the second year after Matan Torah. Okay. So the Maral asks this question on Rashi, and he doesn't know exactly where Rashi got it from. The Maral asks very strongly. He says, first of all, maybe just because the Pasuk says Chok, some Shamlo Chok. Shom Sam Lo Choku Mishpat, and the classic Chok, as we said in the very beginning, is the Parah Aduma. So maybe that's why Rashi thought it. But there doesn't seem to be a source for this in Chazal. And indeed, the Maral's bothered by it. And he says, Yesh L'tmo Ma'od. Because Hare, he's going against the Mechilta that we didn't quote, but that also delineates which mitzvot they got at Mara, and it goes against the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and it goes against the Gemara in Gittin that they got it on Aleph Nisan after Kabbalah Satorah. So, this is a question on how to understand Rashi. The Torah Tamima has a very interesting suggestion. The Torah Tamima suggests that there's a Torah Sofer here. He wants to say that originally it might have said in Rashi, that Rashi never wrote Parah Adumah. Rashi wrote Kibud Av. But it was written in Rashi Tevos, Chaf Aleph, Kibud Av. And he wants to say that a later scribe mistook Chaf Aleph to be Pei Aleph. And then, so he wrote Pei Aleph instead of Chalaf. And then a later scribe was, when they were either printing or at some later point, so they opened up Pei Aleph to Parah Adumah. And that's how the mistake crept in. This is the suggestion of the Torah Tamima on the Pasuk. The problem with this is that there is another Pasuk where Rashi refers to the mitzvahs that he got at Mara, and there too he says Parah Adumah. This is in, right, we've been discussing the Pasuk by Mara, which was the Pasuk in Shmos Perk Tesvav, Tesvav Chaf Hei. However, if you look a little bit later in Shmos Chaf Dalet Gimel, Vayavo Moshe v'yisaper lam eskol divrei Hashem eskol mishpatim, Vayan kol ha'am kol echad v'yomru kol ha'dvar ma'asher diber Hashem na'aseh. So what does it mean in the Pasuk that Hashem told eskol Vayavo Moshe, that Moshe came and he told the Am kol ha'mishpatim? So Rashi says, Sheva mitzvot shenitztavu b'nei Noach, the seven mitzvot b'nei Noach, and v'shabbos, kibur ava'im, u'para aduma v'dinin. So here Rashi kept Kibud Av Va'Eim in, as it should be in, as it says explicitly in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, but he also has Parah Adumah in there. So what happened now? According to the Torah Tamima, what, there were two scribal errors and Parah Adumah accidentally got stuck into this Rashi as well? That's a little harder to accept. So we leave Rashi as a Tzarechian. Why in the world, or not really why in the world, but where in the world did Rashi get this idea that Parah Adumah was given Kodin Matan Torah? Seemingly, it was only given after Matan Torah. Okay, so I'd like to just summarize where we are and then give an explanation. Just summarizing where we are. The Parah Adumah is the classic chok. Chukim are not things that don't have a reason, but they're things that are, that their explanations are very deep and maybe hard for us to understand. In many places, Chazal tell us that Parah Adumah, or Shlomo HaMelech, had a trouble understanding Parah Adumah, and the Chinuch himself doesn't want to explain it. So our first question was, granted it might be hard to understand, but all the Chukim are hard to understand. And the Chinuch was willing to explain other things. So is it just because this is the hardest to understand of the Chukim? Is that the reason why the Chinuch wouldn't explain it? Because he saw that Shlomo HaMelech had trouble? The other Chukim, Shlomo HaMelech was able to figure out the reason. But this particular one was very challenging. We also noted how Rashi has this understanding that Parah Adumah was given before Matan Torah. So I'd like to give an answer that, share with you an answer that addresses both of these issues. And this is an answer by Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Sefer Amos LeYaakov. And he says as follows. He's not using this to explain the Chinuch, but we're going to use it to explain, to try to justify the Chinuch. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes that it is very important to have chukim. Because by having a chok, it helps us realize and remember that the Torah is Elokis, and there are many things that we're not going to understand. The existence of a chok is valuable. Not only is valuable, it's crucial, because we have to remember that at its core, the whole Torah is something that we don't understand. The Torah is divine. It's something that's godly. The fact that Hashem, I think, Rav Chaim, I've heard in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik that he said it as follows. The fact that we're able to understand the Mishpatim is all because Hashem gave us a Havana in the Mishpatim. So just like he gave us a Havana in the Mishpatim, he didn't give us a Havana in the Chukim. But really, he could have not given us an explanation or an understanding of anything. It's a chok. Why did Hashem decide to allow us to understand certain mitzvos and not other mitzvos? The entire idea that we can understand mitzvos is all something that we can't understand. Hashem decided certain mitzvot we should understand, certain mitzvot we shouldn't understand. And therefore, going back to Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, he says that the chok, it's important for the Sefer HaChinuch to have one, again, this is our extrapolation from what he said, the application to the chinuch, it's important for the chinuch to have one mitzvah that he doesn't explain, just to teach us that don't think you can understand everything. Even when I, the chinuch, give explanations, you should realize that there's a lot more behind the mitzvah. I think I heard once from Rav Tversky that when it says, sometimes you'll note, I think he wrote this up somewhere, that sometimes he writes Shorash HaMitzvah, and sometimes he writes, the Chinuch writes, Misharshe HaMitzvah. And in those second occurrences, when it says Misharshe HaMitzvah, so the Chinuch is trying to hint to you that what he's saying is clearly not the only reason. The first mitzvah is okay, so when he says Shorash HaMitzvah, these are things that are very obvious what the mitzvah is about. That doesn't mean the Rashba writes in a tshuva. That doesn't mean that we understand them completely. There might be more to them as well, deeper levels and deeper levels. But there's some where the Sefer HaChinuch writes Mishar Shem Mitzvah, where he's trying to say explicitly, I don't understand this mitzvah completely, but let me explain to you part of it. And Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, and therefore the Chinuch, again, this is our applying Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, he doesn't say it explicitly, I believe, that's the reason why it's important for the Chinuch to not explain one mitzvah, because it's important for us to realize that we don't really understand the mitzvahs completely. And this is what the Kedushas Levi, the Levi Yitzchak Berditchev, writes in the very beginning of our parsha, Zos Chukas HaTorah. The reason why it says Zos Chukas HaTorah is because the whole Torah is really a chok. Not because it's the quintessential chok of the Torah, but because this is teaching us, Al Derech, what we're saying from Yaakov Kamenetsky, it's teaching us that the entire Torah is a chok. And I read from Rabbi Friend that he says that might be the pshat in the pasuk. He quotes it, I think, from one of the great Achronim. It says there that Shlomo HaMelech said that I tried to understand v'hi rechoka mimeni. And the Medrash says it's talking about paraduma. But Rabbi Friend quotes, it doesn't mean v'hi rechoka mimeni, that paraduma is rechoka mimeni. I tried to understand paraduma and I realized that he, meaning the Torah, is rechoka mimeni. That I realized I don't really understand the Torah completely because I tried to understand Para Aduma. And Rav Yaakov says that this is perhaps the reason why Para Aduma had to be given at Mara before Kabbalat Torah. And we're suggesting that maybe this is where Rashi got it from, because it has to be. It has to be that before we receive the entire Torah, we got the Para Aduma, because that sets the tone for Kabbalat Torah, where we say Nasev and Ishma, that we'll do even though we don't understand. We need, before we enter into this bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and receive the Torah, we need to recognize that all of the Torah is a chok. And therefore, as the initiation into the bris Torah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Parah Aduma, suggests Rashi, in order so that we recognize the value of the chok. Not because it's good to be in the dark. No, it's important to try to understand, as the Rambam writes. Try to understand them kafi kochacha, to the best of your ability. But also realize, take that step of humility to realize that part of the Torah is going to be beyond you. V'hi rechoka mimeni. I'd like to conclude with just one other interesting explanation. It doesn't address all the questions that we asked, but one other interesting perspective on why it's important to have chukim, why it's important to have a chok, a mitzvah that we don't fully understand. And I'm quoting to you from a very interesting sefer. The sefer is called Rav Yosef HaMekaneh. He was a Rav Yosef official. He was a Rishon. And he wrote a sefer where he responds to, it's a polemical sefer. He responds to some of the claims of the Christians. So he quotes here in Parshas Re'eh that a certain priest asked him why we don't eat meat, why we don't eat pig meat. There was some pig meat in front. And he asks, come on, what's the big deal? Who cares? You don't really even understand why you don't eat the pig meat. So just eat the pig meat. That's what the priest said to the rabbi. So the rabbi responded, and he said, you know, I once wanted to prove that my wife loves me. A friend of mine said my wife doesn't love me, so I wanted to prove it. So I went to my wife, and I said to her, can you please, you know, take your shawl down off the wall? And she took it down. And then I said, can you please pick up the cat and put it on your lap? Can you please tie your shawl around the cat? Ridiculous things. And the wife did it. And he said, you see? She loves me. What's the proof? See, if I asked her to clean the house, or if I asked her to make dinner, well, that benefits both of us. She also needs a clean house. And also it makes sense. She understands why I'm hungry. She can relate to being hungry. But when I ask her to do something which makes no sense, I ask her to fill up water and then spill it out, it makes absolutely no sense. So that shows that she loves me, because the only reason she's doing it, she's not doing it because it makes sense, she's not doing it because she benefits, she's doing it only because she loves me. He says, so too, Hashem commanded us not to kill, not to steal, not to commit adultery. These are all things that we recognize the value. the societal value, the utilitarian value to this. We realize why we need to not steal, not kill. But there are some mitzvos that we don't understand. And by having those, we're able to show our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why am I not eating pig? Only because Hashem told me not to. You're right, I don't understand it. But I do it because Hashem loves me. And it gives us an opportunity, because I love Hashem. And therefore, having chukim, besides ingraining within us the perspective of humility and the recognition that we don't understand everything, but it also helps us recognize, it helps give us, an opportunity to be able to show and demonstrate our absolute love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu.